Today's date is May the 23rd, 2011. Present is Dina Brown and Officer Lawrence Johnson. Officer Johnson, you have signed the advisory rights and do understand them?
Yes, I do.
And at this present time, you do not wish to have representation?
No, I don't.
Do you recall an incident that occurred on April the 18th, approximately 3:15 a.m., where Sergeant Mitchell discharged his firearm?
Yes, I do.
And can you tell me your role that day?
The run came out that a person was stabbed by a sword. I was patrolling the Clifton area, and it happened down in the north side area. I responded to the area, taking on a role, knowing that by the time I get there, I would be one looking for the suspect once they put out the suspect information. Went down Hamilton Avenue, turned up Bruce, and Casey went be more of a north east direction away from where I knew they took the crime scene. Ended up looping around, came down towards, I believe, Virginia or Chase. Call came out that if there's cars on Chase or if there's a car on Chase, that should be about where he is. I responded on my radio, I believe, 5498. I'm on Chase. And they said he's male white, all black. He's with a female white, wearing all black, and they should be easy to spot. They're walking a dog.
Okay.
They said it wasn't a sword. The gentleman said that, but it was a big knife.
Was this out through communications?
All that was on radio transmission.
By communications or another officer?
The first run that comes out from communications, they put out the description also that, you know, there was a person stabbed by a sword, and the suspect was a male white wearing all black by the name of Bones. So, again, I took that role knowing that I was going to probably have to look for that suspect. Once the other officers got on scene, they confirmed what the radio dispatcher put out to us, and then other officer put out on the radio, you know, he's probably on Chase, he left on foot, he should be down in that area. Again, he's a male white wearing all black, he's with a female white wearing all black, and they should be easy to spot, they're walking a dog.
Okay.
I said it's not a sword, but he did have a knife, should have a knife on him. Another car then came on after I said that I was in the area there. Another car came on and said, I have them here. So I turned my car around and pulled up, and there were two other officers on scene. If you don't mind, can I stand up at this
point?
You
can, but we have a little drawing, which is not true to scale.
That's fine.
And here's some pictures and then a pencil. You can just kind of show where you pulled up and you walked to. Just put your initial, like me and or Jaya.
So again, I was down this way, my car this way. I turned around, came here, and there was another police car right here. So police car one, if you want, if that's okay. And then I pulled up my car right here. This is me, my police car. Okay.
You were third in line?
Second, I believe. I was, as what I recall, I just recall one ahead of me there, and then this one. I believe the other officer's car was down here, but I can't say for sure. Afterwards, there were so many cars by the end of the night, I don't know. But I do know when I pulled up, there was one car ahead of me. I got out, and this is where I'm going to stand up, but she was right here. I'm sorry, what's her name?
You can just put L for female.
Female, okay. Yeah. The female was right here. I'm sorry, right over your tree. Holding the dog, and the male was right here, and we had one officer here over officer, and there was another officer right here. So, and that's when I responded up, and I positioned myself right here.
Do you know the officers, who they are?
This was Stavali.
He was there before you got there?
Yes, Stavali and Neller were there. Neller was there. Okay. So, can I kind of stand up?
Yes.
It's just better. So that's how they were. She was sitting like, kind of like this, holding the dog like this.
Mm-hmm. She had her back to you?
Well, she was, because of the table,
She had her back to the tree, holding the dog like this. So she was like this. He was on the ground like this.
Facing towards Virginia?
Right, facing this way.
Okay, feet way. Facing
yeah.
Virginia.
Yeah, like this. And she was there, dog in between them, her tree. And Stavali was right there. Noah was in back of them. So when I walked up, I came up and I said, "Where's your sword?" You know, this came out as a sword. He goes, "I don't have a sword." And I said, "Obviously." I said, "But you have a knife, or you had a knife. I need to know where it is."
Approximately how far away were you?
He was right on the ground, right there, just there where I had him positioned when I came up. So he's right there laying down. So he's right there sitting down. She's right there. I said, "Obviously, but you don't have a sword, but you have a knife, or you had a knife. I need to know where it is." He goes, "I don't have a knife." I said, "Look, we just came from, we're here on a run that you cut someone. They said with a sword, but then they said a knife, and they described you and your girlfriend here and your dog."
Were you by his feet or on the side of him?
He was laying right here. I mean, just like I was on the ground here. He was laying right here, and I'm right here. His feet are about, you know, right there. His feet are right there. So I'm right here. And I said, again, either you have a knife or you had a knife, because I don't have a knife. And I said, "Look, we came from a run, a guy down the street, he's got wounds, they described you, your girlfriend, and the dog." I said, "Look, you either have it on you or you got rid of it somewhere. I need to know where your knife is, because I don't have a knife, I never touched a knife, I don't own a knife." I kind of looked at him like, she butted in and said, "Officer, we're not the type to carry knives. We're just out walking our dog." And I said, "Lady, I was born at night, but not last night." I said, "I want you to come with me." So I told him to come up. And then at some point, I can tell you, I mean, then Sergeant Mitchell came around, and he was right here. So Sergeant Mitchell came. I'm not sure what part of the conversation that he heard of mine, so I know at some point he came around and noticed Sarge right there.
Was he on the right side or the left side of Bones?
He was on the right side of me. From what I remember, like I said, it was just like that. It was Miller, and then Sarge came around him and positioned himself right there.
Okay.
And there's Bones, me, and the female. So it's me, Stavali, girl, dog, Bones, Sarge, and Miller. Okay, that's what I remember. So at this point, in my mind, I really thought he didn't have the knife. It was either he didn't have it, and my next thought was he was sitting on it because his leg was out. And I really didn't know if Stavali and him put him on the ground or if that's how they found him. So, but with her saying they didn't have it, they were pretty adamant. I really, like I said, I thought he didn't have it or he was sitting on it. So I thought, as long as I watch his hands, you know, I got to get him up, you know, I got to search him. I'm not going to hand him my handcuffs and say, "Here, handcuff yourself." So I said, "I want you to come with me." So now the door's going to be my way, but there was a wall back there. So as I got him to come up, I kind of start going this way to get him up, and that's where the wall is. There's a wall here. You know, I started to get him to come up. Like I said, I knew I had to watch his hands, and his first movement right away was to his pocket. And I said, "Keep your hands away from your pocket."
Did you have a hand on him?
No, okay. I was just having him get up.
I'm just motioning
him to get up,
okay.
You know, watching his hands. I don't know how they were all adjusting at this point, because now I'm just focused on him. I'm like, you know, get up. Once he got up, I was going to, you know, grab him and, you know, come over. I mean, that's what I was going to do, okay? So I'm like, you know, come with me. So I watch his hand. He went right away, and I said, "Keep your hands away from your pocket." And so he continued his movement up, so which was he had to get his legs in, and he's like right here at this point. When he got to this point right here, he was still kind of reaching there, but he looked right at her and he said, "Take care of my dog." And I'm right here, and he reached again. I said, "I say, keep your hands away from your fucking pocket." And then that way, when I said that, that's when it started. He was pulling it out now, and now I just remember it was like a triangle. Weird to me. It was all now slow motion, but I remember seeing the blade, and I knew we were there for a knife. I knew it was a knife, so I then directed my up top to look at him, look at his eyes. I went back. I had my gun like this, and I looked eyes. They were like huge. I mean, it was weird. It was like cartoonish. I mean, big, big eyes. And I just remember going back, and I just went like this, and it was like pow, pow. And I was like, it was obvious then he was shot, and he was dead. I mean, it was because I was like this, and I was like. Down. So then the rest of it was, I knew I had my gun. I reached back. I said, "Sarge, he had that knife, right?" And he said, "Yes." And he's putting out on the radio, blocking the streets, doing radio transmission. I said, "Sarge, he threw it, because when he went down, when he went back, I had directions now to his eyes. So, but when the shots went off, his hand was up here, and it was like that. So as if he was going to, if I'm standing there, he was getting ready to go like that. So, but like I said, I was on his eyes at that point. So I said, "Sarge, you had a knife?" "Yes." And he started putting on the radio, closing streets. I said, "Sarge, we need a canine. We need a canine search. Find a knife. He threw it." And he said, "We'll get it." He put on a canine, and then I kind of walked away. I'm like here, and I walked all the way back to my car for a second. And I know I did, because I took a breather, and I was just like that. And then I came back, and I looked at her. She was there, and I said, "Put her in fucking cuffs." So someone grabbed her, put her in cuffs. Sarge took the dog. I remember him taking the dog that way. I walked up the steps with my flashlight, and I'm looking, looking for the knife. We're looking. I think Sarge even did something with the dog, and I remember him helping me with looking for the knife too. We're just looking, and I remember looking up, and I seen the canine car here, and I seen him, he had his dog out, and he's walking. So I kind of had a thought there for a second. I was like, "Well, I'll just let him find it." Right when I did, I seen the knife right on the ground, and then I looked up, and I seen a broken window, and the knife was stuck in the ground. So I stood there, and I said, "I found the knife." I stood there, shined a light on it, stood there. But now by then, all the cars that Sarge had come and all the other radio transmissions, then I got relieved. And they pulled me to the side. I stood there until they left us and took us downtown and didn't say anything or do anything at that point. So.
Okay, Ray, you got questions.
When, when he was coming up, mm-hmm. As Bones is starting to stand up and starting to take the knife out of his pocket, excuse me, when he has the knife out of his pocket, is it the blade already out, or you recall?
I remember it being, and when I was that day, it was real weird. For some reason, I seen a triangle shape. That's what I told him. I said it was a triangle. Now, I can tell you now, because it's been a while, I've thought about what it was and what's going on. It was a knife that was opening me, So at least that's my, either that or it was just some, I don't know. To this day, I don't know. I just remember a triangle shape, and I remember the blade. I remember seeing the blade.
Okay.
I can't really know. I don't know if it was just because it was quick, I can't even really tell. Was it coming out of his pocket? Did he pull it out of his sleeve? It was just all of a sudden it was, he said didn't have a knife, no knife, no knife, and all of a sudden it was a knife.
As he's coming up and having the knife in his hand, mm-hmm. you said he's raising his arm with the knife in it?
Yeah, his movement was definitely like this. He was coming up like that. He was coming up like that.
And but he's standing at this point.
Yeah, he went from... it's so weird. It was so slow motion. This is like 3 seconds, and it takes me 5 minutes to explain the story. It's like freeze frame. It's like frame, right. frame. And it was like from here, it was kind of, kind of got it because he had to get his legs out from under him. When he got to here.
So he was kneeling.
He was in like a catcher's position. Mm-hmm. He looked right at her, and he said, "Take care of my dog." And then it was quick. It was like that.
So
and that's
up
when I
and out
he was up and out all at the same time.
Now, what is this one?
I seen, all I remember seeing, I said, "Keep your hands out of your fucking pocket." And seen knife, and I went right for his eyes.
know, up here, and I see big eyes, and I'm inside like this. I was up against the wall. I remember that wall there. I couldn't go back any further because we kind of took a C motion because, you know, I was like this, and it was kind of like, because I, it wasn't long. I was trapped. I don't know if I hit it, but I really felt confined right here, you know, because of the wall, but I'm like that, and it was just pow, pow, and I remember it was, I mean, when I say pow, pow, it really, that's how it sounded. It was like pow, pow, it wasn't bang, bang, it wasn't anything I've ever thought it would be. It was just pow, pow, and I'm like.
What is the distance between you and him as he's starting to stand?
I mean, even though we're kind of trapped in this, it's not much more than what we have right here. I mean, right. I think it was a little bit.
3 or 4 feet? More.
Like I said, he was. Can I open this?
Yes.
Because it really, it pretty much was. You know, he's laying there, and as he got up, it was more. So.
So you're talking about 6 to.
Yeah, but he's standing. So he went from there to here.
So he took a step
here. Oh yeah, he was up and this way. He was up and coming this way.
Okay. So
I was backing up and going this way, like that.
So he took a step towards you.
Okay. So because he was coming this way. And I was circling towards this way.
All right, so.
Doing the flipping of the tape, Officer Johnson, did we discuss the case?
Yes.
When I flipped the tape over, did we discuss the case? Doing the flipping of this tape?
No.
Okay. No.
Right.
I thought that you said, were we discussing the case?
Okay, so like, took a step towards you.
Right.
And at the time you heard the shots, what would you say his distance was from you at that point?
I mean, a couple feet.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, if I would have pulled all the way up, he would have been, you know, still, you know, just right there for me too, you know.
Was he directly facing you, or was he angled, or what was his body position when he was approaching you?
It was like a circling motion. So, when again, I was going this way, and he came up this way.
Going counterclockwise.
Yeah. So, he was, because when he...
So, you took a step back into the retaining wall?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm like here now. So, we're here, and I'm like we're right here now, I guess, with that wall. Yeah, so we start here. And it's kind of a circle motion to there. So he started laying here, and it just went from here and there. So he went up like this. He stood up and was coming this way, and I was backing up and going this way.
And where was Sergeant Mitchell?
Sergeant Mitchell, like I said, when he walked up, it was just like this. How they repositioned themselves when I was going from all this, I don't know. You know, I don't. Did he stay there? Did he circle with us? I don't know.
When you heard the shots, where was Sergeant Mitchell?
Right over to my right. And so I'm here. And I just heard pow-pow coming from here.
Okay, you're watching Bones as you're drawing your gun. Okay, and Bones at that time took a swipe already, or is he still in motion of taking a swipe?
I remember the knife. Right here is when I see knife,
right,
like this, and the next time I was looking, I didn't even really remember his knife. I didn't see it go up like this. I just remember, because I'm looking at his eyes, and after the bang, bang, I know his hand was up like that.
Okay.
And that's when I said, because I was like, Sarge, he threw the knife. You know, so his hand was up.
Was he still facing towards you, Barnes?
Yeah, I mean, he was up like that.
All right.
I mean, like, again, I think at the time, I told you it was knife and eyes and then hand up here. I'm only thinking, you know, from, you know, thinking what could have been was up and like this.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Mitchell didn't fire the weapon at that time,
I would have shot him because my gun was out and I was really, not to sound bad, I mean, I had a little sarcastic thought, because when I was like that, and it was pow-pow, I was like, I don't need that. And I put it down. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was getting ready to lock it, and I said, I'm not locking.
cool. I'm like, it's the AI says it. I know you guys can figure out everything. I said, I didn't lock it. I said, I kept it unlocked because I knew that I had my gun out and I was ready to fire.
And you're ready to fire because
he was coming at me. I mean, I definitely was fearing for, you know, serious injury or my life at that time. I mean, I knew he was coming at me. And I was it was slow motion. Seen the knife and the scariest thing was those eyes. I mean, he had those eyes coming at me. It was just
when you heard her talk. Did she have any signs of alcohol or anything?
I was, like I said, I came, I took my breath, I came back, and she was there. Oh, before?
Right, when she says.
She just said, officer, we're not the type to carry knives. We're just out walking our dog. I mean, it had nothing to do to me at that point with alcohol or anything. You know, okay. It was about, you know, we're investigating someone that got stabbed, and, you know, we're trying to find a knife.
When you have a conversation with Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Is he coherent?
He's answering my questions. I mean, you know, I looked at him and I could see him and I could kind of smell, you know, the remnants of, you know, alcohol and that stale kind of beer, you know, type smell, you know.
How about when he was getting up, really, did he sway at all?
That was quick. It was just from, it was, like I said, he stopped momentarily and told her, and then it was jump up type quick movement.
Did you able to have a later conversation with the female?
After the fact?
Yes.
No, I heard the other officers. I can kind of overhear them explaining what was going on, and that's about it.
At
I mean,
any point in time, right after the shooting, right after the shots are fired, how does Bones fall? Recall?
Just pretty much kind of knees down and down. You know, he just went. When he was here and I heard the pow pow, I'm looking at him, and like I said, it was instant. To me, it was instant death because I was like that. And then all of a sudden, it became fast speed again. And so it was just from that to down.
Okay. And when he lands, where's his head at?
Back. He went back that way.
I mean, not even his head pointing, what, Virginia, Chase? I mean.
Yeah, it's this. His head, I mean, his body's right here. I mean, his feet are towards the wall. His head's kind of on the curb. Or
towards
right
the street.
The street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, same
thing. So he fell straight back?
He was coming up at him. Pow, shot, down.
All right.
His knees buckled, and then he fell back?
I can't say that if his knees buckled. Because, you know, I mean, I was still looking topside. I just know when I seen it, again, I'm not trying to sound bad. I mean, I really, you know, feel bad. The guy had to die, but it was instant death, and I seen it in his face, and he fell, and then it kind of, at that falling point, I mean, I can't explain other than the fact it was kind of going frame by frame by frame, and then all of a sudden, once I seen that death feeling, it was just boom, it came back to full speed, and he's just down on the ground, and we start doing all the other things.
Before you went over to your car to take a breather, did you see the female at all? Visually see her at all?
No, she stayed right there in her original position, didn't move, and like I said, I walked away. It was only for seconds, and when I came back around the car, she was still there, and I was like, put her in.
Okay. Did she have any type of reaction that you observed?
Just what she was like, what's going on, I think she said. And we took the dog, and then she was just pretty much taken that way, I think.
From your perspective, where you're standing and everything, the way she's talking, did she observe Bones being down on the ground?
I mean, I can't say what she's seen. I don't know.
She make
she
any
said
reaction?
She was right there. No, I mean, she was right there, and it was weird. There was no reaction. I mean, she didn't have any reaction. Just what's going on, and they carried the dog away and took her away. You know, she was right there and seen it all. Okay. I don't know if she closed her eyes, looked away, or what. You know, I don't know. I don't know what she's seen. Was she right there, you know, cheering him on to come get me? I don't know what she was doing. She didn't, you know, she was there.
But you verbally didn't hear any.
I didn't hear her say anything, do anything. She just sat there, and when I came back again, put her in fucking cuffs, and they grabbed her, and she's like, what's going on? And they took the dog, and, you know, and they carried her away.
When was the knife? Was it released by Bones, or what happened with the knife? Was
it? Like I said, it was up there. I knew with his hand up there, and after the shot, it was momentum or whatever. The knife went that way. I knew it went that way. So I told Sarge, he had a knife right here. And I said, yeah, he threw it. Sarge, he threw it. And he said, yeah. And I said, we got to find it.
So after he was shot, that's when he physically threw the knife?
Right. I mean, it was all one movement. You know, it was, again, for his, you know, if I could be him again, it was up and boom, boom, you know. I mean, then it released that way. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it wasn't, even though I was in freeze frame, you know, even though it was frame by frame, I mean, it's still a continuous motion that he was doing, you know, it was boom like that.
So when you stepped in, you stepped closer to him to get him to stand, or no, you stayed right where you
were? I was stepping away from him. I was
when you was telling him to stand?
Yeah, I was stepping away. I was circling, stepping back and circling away.
But you had not touched him at any time?
No. No.
And what would you say the lighting was?
The lighting? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was lit up. Just kind of remember it kind of being a yellowish type light at night. You know, the lights, it just
porch
seemed like...
Porch lights
and streets light, but more... gave the street of a yellowish light effect. It wasn't like bright white light. It's just, you know, just seemed like a yellow light. Does that make sense? I mean,
was there anything else like that, or anything else that we didn't mention?
No, I don't believe so.
All right, this interview will be concluded.